Hey guys, it's Trudy. I have not done a podcast in a really long time. In fact, so much so that I debated as to whether or not I was ever going to do another one, but I think I will. We'll just see where this goes, see if I can acquire any listeners somewhere along the way here. Anyway, it is July 12th, 2019. It just happens to be 3:30 in the afternoon here in Wisconsin. And I'd like to tell you why I've been AOL and kind of what's going on with me and where I'm headed in my life. I've actually been doing some major purging of my worldly belongings, everything from shoes to clothes to furniture to knickknacks, you name it. I'm getting rid of all of it. And in case I've never mentioned this, and I don't know that I have, because I think up to this point, my podcasts have all been nutritionally related. Let me back up just a second here before I go into the diatribe as to what's going on in my life and where I'm at. I'm actually, for anyone that doesn't know, I am a certified nutritionist. I'm also an interior decorator, wife, mother, grandmother, entrepreneur. I am all of those things. So now that you know that about me, let me bring you up to date as to where I'm at in my life. I'm about 5 weeks out from living in a motor coach on a permanent basis. And why would I do that, you may ask? Well, I've had every kind of house I could possibly want over the years. We've built a couple of houses. I've renovated I don't know how many houses. And before that, when I was single, prior to getting married and have a family, I was renovating apartments. So I go back, I have a long history with apartment housing renovation. And now here I go into a motor coach. And the reason I would do that is, first of all, I began to notice several years ago, you know, I'm paying for all this house, and yet between my husband and I, we're using just a small fraction of the house. And yet we get to pay the house payment, we get to pay the taxes, we get to pay the utilities on all of it. And, you know, that was just something I filed away in my brain a few years back. And I moved, actually we did a move to Wisconsin 3.5 years ago. It'd be 4 years in November. However, we won't make it till November. We're going to be gone before that. But anyway, we bought what we thought was a reasonable size house for us. 2,400 square feet on two levels. Not huge. Three bedrooms, one of which on the main level is used for an office. Very spacious office. Master bedroom on the main level. And then a massive bedroom on the bottom level with a family room down there. Anyway, fast forward to where we're at with this thing today. All we use, seriously, is my office, where I spend the majority of my time. And my husband has a recliner in the living room, great room combo, and we use the kitchen, and that's it. And again, I'm back to like the insanity of paying for all of this that I do not use. And I've, you know, run the idea of tiny homes by hubby. I thought, well, that's a novel concept. People are doing that, seem to like it. That never resonated with him. I think he looked at the fact that these things were really not built to go down the road, and the issues that some people were having when they tried taking them down the road, whether it was having an inadequate vehicle to tow it with and then having to go spend megabucks on a truck to tow it with, or, you know, various and sundry things. So he was never, ever on board with a tiny home concept. But now, RVing, motor coach, trailer, all of that stuff, different thing, because as he said, they're built for the road. That's why people buy them. That's why they're built. So we started looking in that direction, and we quickly ruled out trailer or fifth wheel or anything like that, simply because he just feels that the motor coaches are built far superior to the way the trailers are built. That could be accurate. Maybe it's not accurate. I don't know. We'll find out when we get out there. I do know quality-wise, it definitely appears that the coaches, at least the brands we've been looking at, are better put together than the fifth wheels and the trailers. So that's where we're at. The reason I said we're 5 weeks out, our home is sold. We have an offer and we will be closing somewhere in and around August 23rd. And that's when we will go pick up our coach and hit the road. And, you know, why would we want to do that? Well, I already laid the case out for the fact that we have all the space we're paying for and being taxed on and all this stuff that we're not using. So that's number one. Number two is love of travel. That's, you know, there are lots of places in the USA that I have not seen. I've seen a lot. I've been to a lot of states, unlike some people that have only been, you know, haven't ventured very far from where they've been born. I actually was born in Pennsylvania, raised in Arizona, and then moved to Wisconsin and Minnesota. And I've been to all states in between. So I've seen a lot of all of the places I've lived and spent time. Arizona is my favorite. And I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to spending the winter of 2019-20 in Arizona. I already have a spot reserved for 6 months out there. I just finalized it today, as a matter of fact. So that's where I will be wintering after having spent 46 winters. Well, 45, because I did spend one winter, 3 months of it anyway, down in Naples, Florida. That was in 2015. But I have endured 45 Midwestern, Midwest, upper Midwest winters. And I don't like winter, even though I started out life in Pennsylvania. The winters there were much more mild than they are in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Much more mild. Much milder, whatever. So anyway, that's where I'm at. I will be wintering in Arizona. And would love to connect with anyone listening to me from Arizona. That would be awesome. I'm going to be in the Mesa area. I'll be in Mesa. Actually, no, I'll be in Apache Junction, which is right next door to Mesa. So that's why I have been AOL. I've been purging and getting ready for this move. And I've got a lot to do. I am a lot further than I was when I started, but I still have a lot to get done in the next 5 weeks. Okay, so love of travel, not using the space I'm paying for. Those are a couple of reasons. Here's another reason. By us doing this, and let me digress even further. We got caught up in the housing bubble in 2008. And at that time, we had a beautiful home. We had basically rebuilt from the ground up, and we had really put a lot of money into that home. I mean, I'm an interior decorator. It's what I do. My husband kind of reluctantly goes along with me. And we had a house that we put thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in. And the last appraisal that we had on the home prior to the market tanking, which if you're in the US of A, you will remember that the housing market tanked 2006, 7, 8, somewhere in there. And we got caught up in that. We had a house that one day, because we had just had it appraised to pull some more money out because we were building a mother-in-law apartment there. It appraised for $440,000. Once the market dropped, tanked, whatever you want to call it, the bubble burst, we appraised for a little more than $250,000. And we were mortgaged at $440,000. So we basically lost everything and then some. So we had to start over, and we were perfectly content back then to rent, but then an opportunity presented itself for us to purchase a lovely townhouse. That did not end well. The people lost it. We were paying them. They didn't pay the mortgage, so they lost that townhouse. Ended up renting again for a few more years, and again, we were fine with that. It was fine. We don't have to own anything. But because of the inexpensive rent that we had and a series of events, we were able to save up a chunk of change. And then when this happened, my husband kind of had an urge to come back to Wisconsin, being a Wisconsin boy. When we found this deal on Craigslist, believe it or not, he wanted to take a look at it. We took a look at it, really liked it. Very idyllic place. It's on the outskirts of town. The town we're in is a college town. of about a population of about 16,000. Lots of fun mom and pop shops and stores that we can take advantage of. Not in a, you know, a cute town in some ways, but could be much cuter. For whatever reason, the city fathers here allow the student housing landlords to be slumlords, and I've had an issue with that because it just kind of drags down the whole town. But anyway, acre and a half of land, some outbuildings, three-car attached garage, just everything that you think you want in life, right? So we were able to buy it. We bought it right. We plunked down a nice little chunk of change on it. We took a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30, so we built equity quickly. And now we're at a place in our life where we're kind of over taking care of the acre and a half, both in the summer and the winter. And actually, I don't do it. I'm not the one to do it, other than some weeding here and there. My husband, bless him, he does all of the yard work, which he's never really loved doing. He just does it. And he does the snow removal, which again, he doesn't love doing, but he does it. He also commutes an hour and 20 minutes to, one way back and forth to work. He works in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. So there's just a lot of things and a lot of reasons why it's time to move on. Quite honestly, one of the things I'm looking at, I really think the housing market's going to go again, and I do not want to get caught up in it this time. And quite honestly, by doing what we're doing, and you know, do I have second thoughts? Yes, I do. Am I apprehensive a little bit? I am, really. But here's the thing, if we don't like it, if we get out there and we don't like it, we will have a motor coach that is completely paid for because we're taking our equity and what we're making in the house and we're paying cash for the motorhome. We will, for the first time ever in our married life, be debt-free. We won't owe anyone anything. We won't owe anyone any money for anything. And quite honestly, I'm pretty excited about that. Even if it means living small, I'm over stuff and things. I really am. I started getting over them a few years ago. And, you know, you might think, well, that's great for today. How are you going to feel tomorrow? It's only intensified, to be honest with you. The more I've gotten rid of things, the more unencumbered I have become. It's very freeing. I'm going to be honest with you. It's very freeing. But I said all of that just to tell you why I haven't done any podcasts. And I've even deliberated as to whether or not I was going to continue them. And then just today, I thought, you know what? I'm not doing much today. Not that I don't have things I could be doing, but I'm not doing a whole lot. So I'm going to put up a podcast, share it on my social media platforms, see what kind of a response I get. So there you go. Am I still going to do nutrition moving forward? Absolutely. I just was studying a couple of doctors today. I now have about 11 doctors that I follow on a fairly consistent basis. These are all medical doctors who are now functional medicine doctors, which means that they have turned against the system, the drugs, the pharmaceuticals, etc. So yeah, I'm always going to be all about that. That won't change. It's just that I will be mobile. I will be... You know, I'm not sure how mobile initially. My husband is still working and he wants to continue working for a while. Won't be until he's done working totally that we're completely mobile. So we'll just see how it goes. New chapter of life. I'm excited about it. A little apprehensive, but eager to get into that coach, put my stamp on it, redo it, make it nice and light and airy, make it home. So there you go. I think I've rambled on long enough. It'd be interesting to see if any of you are interested in me pursuing this. There's a lot of RVers out there that have YouTube channels, not podcasts so much. They're more YouTube channels. Thought maybe about pursuing that. I guess I just want to throw this out there, see if anyone's listening or interested, and go forward from there. So there you go. So God bless. Have a great day, and I will see you or talk to you very soon.